This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And good evening. Welcome to Chris Puté's Love Songs. I'm Chris Puté. You can call us here on the Chris Puté Love Songs show. And we'll try and get your request on, okay? That'll be so nice. And who are we talking to tonight?
Hi, Chris. This is Karen.
Hello, Karen. And what can we do for you tonight?
I want to dedicate a song to a very special man that I met at a recent public event. I don't want to say who, but his initials are CP, and I'm really hot for him, really, really hot for him, and I want to dedicate a song to him.
And you don't want to tell me what his name is?
No, I don't.
All right. Well, let's just say this one's for CP from Karen, somewhere out there in the world tonight. She thinks you're really, really hot. Chris Puté's Love Songs. When you think of love, think of Puté.
20 seconds, Chris, and then we're back with the commercial, and you got to sign those photographs. All right, who put the call through? I did. Come here. Put it. Ow! Don't you ever put a call through from some cow that I met at a personal appearance.
Well, she said she met you.
I know she met me. She was some fat beast sweating all the way up the line, and she's hanging all over me, wants an autograph and a photograph, and you put it through? Oh, my God!
Get his manager on the phone. Chris?
Yeah, we got your manager on the line.
Chris, this is Benny. You're all right. All right, just breathe.
Oh.
What happened?
Well, I went, this is Chris Puté's Love Songs.
Yeah.
And then a lady came on. She says, I want to dedicate a song to a guy named CP. He's really hot. And I realized it was a beast that I met at that signing I did over at the record store.
Jesus, who did that?
Joey. Joey did it.
Fire him.
Yeah, you're fired, Joey. Wait a minute, I got four kids. You're fired. Get out of here. You guys will pay for this.
All right, he's fired, Chris. You all right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to be okay.
Somebody get him some water.
Here, Chris, here's some water.
Give me more. What? Give me more.
Give him more water. If he wants more, don't ask why. Don't ask when. Don't ask how. Just get him more water. Get him more. Get him a whole lake. Get him a reservoir, all right? Get him a freaking Arrowhead truck, but get him water now.
Here. How about a beer?
Come on, Chris. You know the last time.
I want a beer.
Get him a beer.
Yeah, that's better.
Don't ever put a call through some beast that he met at a personal appearance, some large, sweating, moo-moo-clad thing.
Sorry, Chris. It'll never happen again.
Thank you. Stand by, Chris. Got 20 seconds, then their song's going to end.
No kidding. What a... You're so dumb. I hate dumb people. And go! Chris Puté's Love Song. Isn't that a nice song? I love that song. It's called Just How Deep. How deep is your love? Chris Puté's Love Songs. And let's go to another call here. This is Klaus. Hello, Klaus. How are you?
Hi, Chris. My name's Klaus, and I want to dedicate a song to my wife. Her name is Gloria, and Gloria is my wife. And I really like her a lot, and I hope that she's listening to your show right now. And everything, and...
Well, okay, that's... Be nice, hold on for just a minute, okay? Chris Puté's Love Songs, we'll be right back.
But I want
to... Chris Puté loves...
What's going on? I can't fix it. Fix it, will you? Fix it! Ah!
Chris Puté.
Chris Puté's Love Songs, not a nice song. Okay, let's take another call. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, douchebag, there were two records playing.
And let's go to another song. Hi, Chris Puté's Love Songs.
Baba Booey, Baba Boo.
And let's do another song here. Chris Puté's Love Songs. How are you?
Hey, douche, couldn't you hear that?
And we'll be right back. Chris, put down the knife. I don't care. Someone dies. Get the knife away from his throat. Someone dies. Yeah. Yeah. That's one screener down. Anybody else want to try it? Okay. You see this knife? It was given to me by my uncle. And you know what he did? He panned for gold in Northern California. Used to skin mules with it. Yeah.
20 seconds, Chris.
Who are you? I'm the new screener. You just knifed the other guy. I want a good call. I don't get a good call, you die. Yeah, Chris Boutet's love songs. How deep is your love? Isn't that a beautiful song? Well, this is Chris Boutet's love songs. And let's get another call. And who's calling?
Hi, my name is Betty.
And how are you, Betty?
Well, I'm fine. What's wrong? Jesus.
Yeah, nothing. I'm fine. Betty, what song can we play for you?
Well, I want to dedicate a song. I'm actually a transvestite.
That's great.
What a dork. Is that wrong with you?
We'll get to it. Strong. What's wrong with me? Get his manager.
This is Bud, Chris. What's up?
Somebody gave me someone gave me some speed.
Who gave him the speed?
I thought it was an aspirin.
You jackball!
It's Dexedrine.
What the hell? I've taken Dexies. I take Dexies every day. Why'd they hit you like that?
I don't know. I must have an allergy.
Well, you're going to have to finish the show out, okay? It's too late to get a guest host.
Are you crazy? I can't.
Come on, go ahead. You can do it, Chris.
Beautiful songs and beautiful songs.
Yeah, I wanted to dedicate a song to my wife, but you don't sound like you're doing too hot.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Come on, kill it, kill it, kill it. Go to another show. I don't care what show. Just go to another show.
Even a bad one?
Yes.
Okay, here goes. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger, and our number is 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Let's go to Susie. Hi, Susie. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Dr. Laura. I got 7 kids, live in a trailer, a whole lot of other white trash stuff that you hear all the time.
Buy my book.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
By the way, at the end of our preceding hour, I said some imbecile that runs your company. I wasn't speaking of anybody individually or specifically. I was speaking in a generic imbecile that runs the company term. In other words, the guy that runs my company isn't necessarily an imbecile. I'm not necessarily an imbecile. But the guys that run the radio business in general are. How about that? And the people that they work for at the FCC, when I say work for, I do mean work for, they're imbeciles too. But I wouldn't want anyone to think that I was referring to anybody specifically, although maybe I was. Although I couldn't possibly be, because when I was thinking of a specific imbecile, I was thinking of someone at the very highest rung of the radio chain, and I don't know who that is. God? Jesus? Mary? I don't know who it is. But I can tell you this much. The general brain that runs the radio business, and it's funny, I mean, I love radio. I like being on the radio. I like doing our show. But the cats that run this business, oh, man. It ain't that they're dumb, it's that they're really, really smart, but it's got nothing to do with, like, broadcasting. It's got everything to do with, you know, industrial-sized cans of ease. Just large cans of ease. Dear Phil, you may not find this as amazing as I did, or maybe you will, but there is a whole Wikipedia and Wikiquote site devoted to you. I Googled your name looking for quotes from the show. My favorite is, ma'am, simple question, how do you take your meat? Ha ha, classic, yeah. And discovered your Wikiquote site. I found out a lot about you. For instance, did you know you were born in Pasadena, California, September 1st, 1952? Did you know your middle name is Steven? I didn't know, but I do thanks to the hard work of some devoted fans, some obsessive compulsive lover or something. But anyway, thanks for making a great show, and I'm not actually a dumbass like Bud. If that's what you're thinking, your fan, Matt Lathrop, from Allentown, PA, on AM 790, although my name does sound like a dumbass's name, Matt Lathrop. Let me repeat that again, Matt Lathrop. Thanks, Matt. Now, yeah, the problem with Wikipedia is that it is, and there is a very large problem with that site. It's a site that is edited by its readers. And one of the funniest things you can do with Wikipedia is look at the banned list. They have a whole list of people that have been banned, and it goes on forever. And it tells you the names of the people that have been banned and why. Because there's people that try to hack into all of these sites and check. So I would not, and with all due respect to the people that do care about the scholarship of, you know, truth, it's not a reliable site because anybody can write anything there. And they're very slow in correcting mistakes or, you know, quotes that are not correct or, you know, anybody that wants to hack in and post stuff, they can. And no one seems to really give a hoot and a holler. I mean, I did. One of the guys there I talked to, one of the administrators, I talked to him. Very nice guy, but it took me forever to get through to somebody. So whatever you read on Wikipedia, you're going to have to read it with, I don't care where who it is you're looking up or what. He could be the, like, have you ever seen that gag, the Constitution, the Wikipedia Constitution of the United States? There was just hack right on in there, baby, and just change anything you need. So when you go and you look at the information there, just realize that you may be reading the truth or you may be reading something that someone wrote there just 5 minutes ago who is just like a prank, is a jackass. It's like a 13-year-old kid who got into his mom's computer while they're off in wherever, Acapulco, Bora Bora, Pago Pago. And he's just screwing around saying Adolf Hitler was born in Pasadena in 1952 and was really actually a good cat. And the whole Nazi thing is very, it's actually cool. I mean, theoretically, you can do that. Seriously, go to Adolf Hitler right now on Wikipedia and you can write in, Adolf Hitler was a pretty good guy. You think I'm kidding? That's how stupid the site is. Now, yeah, somebody's going to come along and change it, and then you can go back and write in, Adolf Hitler was a really good guy, and someone will come back and change it, and then after a while you'll get banned, but I don't know how long it'll take. And you can change your email address and change your, and it doesn't matter if they got your IP, man, you just change computers. So you can go to the Adolf Hitler section of Wikipedia and write, Adolf Hitler is a very misunderstood, brilliant genius of a guy and was really cool and his ideas were all really bitchin'. You could go ahead and write that at Wikipedia. That's how dopey that site is. Now, the guy that started the Wikipedia site obviously never worked in radio. He never worked in radio, and he never took phone calls for a living on a talk show. Because if he had, he realizes the basic nature of individuals who are active participants in anything, whether it's a website or whether it's a talk show. Active people, that is, people who will call, write letters, or actively contribute to anything, they're psycho. They're not only psycho, they're really dumb. A lot of them ain't all that funny, not very creative, but they're really good at one thing. They're good at just getting in there and crapping all over everything. And then they're going to go in with a newspaper and a towel and, like, a, you know, 409 and clean everything up. And that's one thing. If you guys want to start that site, you should have called me first. I would have told you how to do it without having all these jackballs screw things up. Like, you've got to qualify first, see? You want to be on the Wikipedia thing? Yeah, okay. We want to know what's your contribution. Then we'll take a look at it and we'll see whether it's worthy. That's how you're supposed to do it, man. You don't just let any douchebag put something on the site. I dare you. Go ahead, go to the entry under Hitler and write Adolf Hitler, a really cool guy who lived in Austria and was really handsome. I'm serious. Next time you hear it, so I'm just telling you, buyer beware on that baloney. Now watch, somebody's going to hack into my site tonight and write, Henry is a douchebag. And they'll plug all kinds of stupid show. Some guy was using the entry on my site to plug some other guy's show. I mean, they had this guy's site linked, the guy's name over and over and over again because the guy is so unknown, nobody wants to put his own information on its site. In other words, if you dig that guy so much, stick his name up there on Wikipedia and have him get a freaking bio going, man, for all I care. Another guy, you ever heard of this guy, Christopher Hitchens? He's supposedly a really brilliant guy and a great writer and all that, and he is, but he takes that Wikipedia thing so serious that he was all freaked out because they got his information wrong. Of course they got your freaking information wrong, man. So you're really political, dude. You're like a lefty who supports the war. You're going to get all kinds of douchebags going in there and trying to change your information just for craps and giggles. Wikipedia. What does that mean anyway? It sounds stupid. It sounds dorkish. Wikipedia, huh? Meaning what? Dip your Wikipedia? That's just 2 seconds away from that one. Hi, welcome to Dip Your Wikipedia. Thank you very much for your email, sir. You're a great guy. Another man writes, this show's a hoot. Do real people believe this crap? I don't know. Yeah, some people do, Mr. G.T. Jackson. Thanks a lot for your letter. Phil, I'm a transplanted L.A. guy who's listened to your show since 1997. I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina. All I can say is thank God for a backstage pass. I can hear you to my heart's content without trying to catch you on XM. You're without a doubt... Excuse me. You're without a doubt the funniest comedian on the planet, as well as the most innovative one. You're a comic genius. 10 years from now, someone else will call you the father of comedy radio. But for now, I imagine you're broken lonely. Yes, I am, sir. Your characters are amazing. The dialogue never ceases to amaze me. I feel like a small, small man. I would rather be sealed in a pit of my own filth than stand within the same 3 square centimeters as you. I'm joking about the last part about the filth. Here in the backwards culture of the South, I would be lost without your wit and humor. Please don't ever stop the show and keep your backstage pass feature forever. Hope to meet you someday when I visit L.A. from time to time, or if you ever have guest appearances in other parts of the country. Yours truly, Jimmy Carter, former President of the United States. Thank you so much, sir. By the way, I knew a guy that worked with Jimmy Carter on Habitats for Humanity. Now, Jimmy Carter is a, the cat knows about framing carpentry, apparently. So this friend of mine is down in South Florida building homes with Jimmy Carter. And now the guy's the former president of the United States, but if you've ever done any construction work, you get there at like 6 a.m. and you got your nail belt on and it's cold as hell and the sun's just coming up and you're hoping somebody showed up with coffee and you're hoping somebody stopped off at McDonald's and brought some Egg McMuffins or something, right? And generally, if you are anything other than the first guy on a job site, every other guy that's still there is it got there ahead of you, is giving you crap. Hey, yeah, showed up. All right. What? 10 after, man? Yay. What? Stop off McDonald's? And he said that's exactly how Jimmy Carter greeted him. Here's the guy, the former president. The guy's up there hammering 2x4s, gets out of his truck, says, hey, glad you could join the party, huh? Oh, that's nice. Built a little McDonald's coffee? All good. Jimmy Carter giving him crap. So he said the next day he did. He stopped off at McDonald's, got some sausage McMuffins, and he said, Jimmy Carter, former president, said, I don't eat that. I ain't eating that hog meat. Why don't you go off and get me some of them hash browns, man? Give me some coffee. Oh, God. All right, coming up tomorrow night is the website. It starts at the website, the webcast, which can be had at the website. It starts at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And to get it, you go to our website, www.philhenryshow.com, and pick up a backstage pass. And you can also, once you have the backstage pass, access just about anything you want on the website. Well, no, anything you want on the website, because that's what the backstage pass will do. Go to our archives, go to all of our full archived shows, 30 days worth of shows, and, of course, the web video that we have archived. All of our webcasts have been put in the archives. I don't know if the ones that we did. I think they have. We used to do an annual one on Christmas Eve only. This year, this will be our fourth. And the old ones, I think, may not be on the site. And I'll tell you why. Not because we're not happy to have them on the site, but we used an older format, an older kind of video process. We used a 360-degree camera that, while it was innovative and you could sort of scan around the studio with it, the quality was funky. And if you looked at me, it looked like you were looking at a guy communicating to you from another planet, like I was an alien. Just, hello, my name is Ankor. And it was a blur. I was like a flesh-colored blob of a blur. So what we've decided to do is go with a really high-quality streaming. We've got 3 or 4 cameras. You can hear Harry screening. You'll hear me screening. You can watch us during the breaks. You'll watch how we do the show, including tomorrow night, not only our 2 character hours, but we also have a Christmas Carol, which will feature Harvey Wireman, Lloyd Bonafide, Margaret Gray, and a whole bunch of other scumbags. And we will be bringing back to life that very revered and marvelous thing called A Christmas Carol, you know, where the kid's crippled and the guy... I don't know what the hell he did. Didn't he pay for the crippled kid after he bought him a goose or after he goosed him or something? But before that, he was a cheap creep. And they had 3 ghosts that were going to slit his throat for a farthing. And then he decided to change his stinking life. So he got a goose, sent it over to Bob Cratchit's house, and got the cripple into a hospital. I think that's how it goes. And that's about how long it's going to take on our show to do. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We got Galen Shaw on the line. Galen is a retired Army colonel. We had Galen on the show actually last week for a little bit more of an extended visit with us. But I know he's been involved since he's been retired. A variety of things. You were named to a President's Council on Better Television. I don't know if that's what it's called, General Shaw. What is the exact name of it?
Phil, I don't really know whether there is an exact name or not. I think it's the technical name is basically Citizens Council on Mass Communications, And the president named a number of people who had been in government service, who are now in the private sector, as well as a number of people who have been involved in the communications business.
Now, tell me what it entails. It's about television, the quality of television, episodic, comedic, dramatic, and so on and so forth, right?
Now, Phil, in a nutshell, it is a voluntary oversight group that looks at the quality of television more from a content standpoint than the FCC might, in a less political light than perhaps some of these organizations like Brett Bazell's organizations. I think it's a very fine organization, but we don't have a political axe to grind so much as we're looking for the kind of quality television I think that a family can enjoy.
Now, what are you seeing? And I know a lot of it has to do with you think there's a very positive move now in television. We're seeing more interracial relationships.
Well, we think it's positive to a point. I think that some of the television programs you're seeing now, for instance, the television show Lost features an interracial couple. Grey's Anatomy is another example of an interracial couple there.
And is that Christina Yang?
Yeah, that's the name of the character, and Preston Burke, who is African American. There's also interracial pairings that are integral to some of the television shows, and so these on-screen pairings, I think, they're not getting the kind of attention or reaction negative that they did in the 60s and 70s. So we think that's a positive move. We just want to make sure that we monitor this and make sure that it is something the audience is going to be able to gradually become comfortable with.
Well, what's not to be comfortable with? I mean, if you're talking about relationships, there have been all kinds. Interracial relationships exist in our world today more now than ever before.
Well, there are areas that you want to maybe just slow down a little bit. You talked about, though, I'll give you an example, the relationship there between Preston Burke and Christina Yang on Grey's Anatomy. That's fine. Because he's an African-American man and she is an Asian woman. Where we want to take a closer look is if they begin to have relationships between African-Americans and whites where the male is African-American and the female is clearly Caucasian. This is an area that we have to look at and we have to go slow with. And
why? Why would we go slow? What about, for instance, why a white Caucasian male and an African-American woman?
That's an area, I think, where the audience is going to be a little bit more accepting. But I can tell you from my own experience, looking at a relationship featuring a black man and a white woman tends to make you shift in your seat a little bit. And so we're going to be looking at that. And we're going.
Can you tell me why?
Well, I can't really explain it. It just, to boil it down to a phrase, Phil, the quote of phrase just bothers me. You know, when you look at a black man and a white woman, you just get bothered. And so I don't think...
Because are there any relationships on television where featuring an African-American man and a white woman?
No, they're not. And the reason why is television can trumpet that they are featuring interracial coupling, but even TV is not going to go so fast as to incite the viewer, particularly the Caucasian male, with that kind of pairing.
Wait, hold on for a minute, man. What's insightful about that? I'm just curious.
Well, what's insightful about what?
A black man and a white woman on TV. I mean, you're talking about a black man and an Asian woman, white man and a black man, Asian man and a white woman. I mean, you know, why not a black man and a white woman?
Well, tell me what you mean by a white woman.
All right, a blonde-haired, blue-eyed woman with a black man.
On television?
On television.
Well, I don't think it's anything that I'd be, at this particular time, be comfortable with.
Why? I don't understand.
Well, Phil, I know it sounds probably a little old-fashioned, but I'm just an old-fashioned guy. I think that we want to move slow, but when we do, we should move very, very directly and make those and carve it in stone. But right now, we have moved up to a black man with an Asian woman, and I think we're comfortable with that. I don't mind seeing an African-American with a Chinese-American woman. I think that's something that I feel very comfortable with. But to see an African-American man with a blonde-haired and green-eyed woman, I think that's something that probably might make me shift a little uncomfortably in my seat and maybe want to kind of see if my underwear's on correct. You know, it just it bothers you a little bit.
Yeah, but you're not telling me why it bothers you.
I can't really pin it down, Phil. I know you're deserving of it. I just can't pin it down. It just, when I see something like that, I feel very disturbed, and I feel as if something is wrong. So I just don't want to see that. And
are there no black men and white women
on television right now?
On TV right now, having a romantic relationship?
No, there won't be for quite some time. I spoke yesterday to Bill Fleffingham, who is with the.
Bill Fleffingham.
Well, that's the man's name.
Uh-huh. And who's he with?
Well, look, Phil,
who's Bill Fleffingham with?
He's with the FCC.
Okay.
And I told him my concern about seeing a black man making love to a white woman on television, and he agreed. And so we're going to, he said, well, look, we're going to go real slow with this. But Bill Fleffingham and Doug Puderman, both of them...
Bill Fleffingham and Doug Puderman, they wouldn't be gay lovers, would they?
As a matter of fact, they are, yes. I think they are, at least my understanding. Well, we had cocktails at their home. They got a lovely home.
Okay, well, look, at next time you talk to Doug Puderman and...
Well, you think I'm putting you on, don't you?
No, not at all. I'm uncomfortable with a black man and a white woman on TV. I don't get that.
Well, you're just a young man, Phil. You don't understand my generation. That's the kind of thing that just sort of, it's nothing that we really want to look at. I just don't want to see it.
God, man, that's just total racism, man.
Phil, that is.
That's total racism. That's just old-fashioned, old-school racism. I don't want to see a black guy with a white woman. That's like, hey, you know what, we may want to run out and lynch him.
No, that's very unfair, Phil. That's very unkind and very unfair. That has nothing to do with lynching anybody.
Well, I mean, that's the whole mindset. That's the whole mindset, isn't it?
No, it's not the whole mindset.
Well, that's the, I mean, if they used to see a black guy with a white girl, and they went there, they'd lynch the freaking guy. That's the way it was.
Well, that's not what it is with me, and I think you're being very unfair. And I really do think you're being very unfair and very insightful. Now, Bill Fleffingham assures me...
Will you get out of here with Bill Fleffingham? You know, he was okay until he brought up Bill Fleffingham and Doug Puderman. That's when all bets were off. Bill Fleffingham... Bill Fleffingham assures me there will be no black men and white women having sex on television anytime soon. The FCC assures us. You guys at the FCC, you keep doing your job. That's great. We don't want to see... I don't want to hear any of that bad language, and I don't want to see any romance between an African-American man and a Caucasian woman. Attaway, baby. All right. Okay, who am I looking at on the TV right now? Look at that bald-headed, ugly... Oh, that's former President Eisenhower. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
We got this quote from Lloyd Bonafide, who said on a previous show, "I fought in Korea, so you can sit there looking at yourself with no underwear on." Oh, man. I got to change up our character quote of the month. Steve Bozell is another character quote sent into us here. "She has not won a case yet for me." Speaking of his attorney, Dolores Blazengame, "she's not won a case yet for me, and we've sued probably in the last 3 years several hundred people. But this one, God, I feel so good about it." We're going to give the Catholic Church a wake-up call. When Steve Bozell gets probed in the butt, they're going to wish they got into another religion, maybe become Jewish or something. What is that about? Oh, I know what that was. That was when he went to the dentist and he had a general anesthetic and apparently was going to have a wisdom tooth extracted. And when he woke up, he was sure he'd been fondled. But that was a dentist, man. That wasn't a priest. Good Lord. 1-800-449-8686. The review that Doug Danger gave, Cheaper by the Dozen, wasn't far off last night, as apparently it's getting ripped. It is getting shredded. A couple of reviewers have said that it is just about the biggest pile that has ever been squeezed out of Hollywood's rear end in the last dozen years. It is a movie that is so without any redeeming value. The filth, the utter disregard for human dignity. I'm kidding. Now, it says Steve Martin's follow-up to his 2003 hit about a family with 12 children is innocuous. Its heart's in the right spot, even if it ain't funny. Well, you know, when you hear the name of a movie cheaper by the dozen, don't you just say, okay, I'm gonna pass on that one? In other words, doesn't it just sound like it's a movie about a big family? And I've had a, like when I saw Father of the Bride, which the original was one of those movies your mom and your sister would watch, you know. What's the, is this Father of the Bride again?
Yes, it's, what's wrong?
Yeah, it's, I don't know, you've always got it on. It's a lovely movie. You know, Spencer Tracy and all that, it's great, you know. And then they redid it with Steve Martin. They went, well, that'll be great. See, Steve Martin's fantastic on that. If they got to get him back on that Academy Awards, what happened? How come they don't want to have him back on there? Who's the new host again? Somebody, what's the guy's name? Didn't he stiff it up last year? Oh, I don't know. I don't care. It's fine. Whatever. It's just a stinking Academy Awards. You going to watch them? I don't watch them anymore. Do you? I don't watch the Academy Awards anymore. It's used to be cool. Now it's grating on my nerves. Now I want to, like, when some, you know, I think I knew I'd hit the wall when Halle Berry won. Not because a black, it's got nothing to do with her being black.
But you know, there's too many blacks on it.
It ain't got nothing to do with that, but maybe with you, bud. It ain't got nothing to do with that.
I just think there's a lot of blacks.
Well, there's a lot of black folks in movies now.
Too many. And when Halle Berry won, you'd have sworn she won a dishwasher on The Price is Right.
I was hoping to avoid saying that.
Well, you know it's true.
It ain't like she won a dishwasher on The Price is Right.
That's exactly how she acted when she won.
Well, the whole thing becomes a caricature of itself. I like watching movies, love going to movies. And I dig it when a really cool, deserving movie wins an Academy Award. Because I figure, well, maybe people will go watch the movie. Like maybe this year.
Yeah, I guess you want to see the Penguins March or whatever that thing is, right? Win big time?
No, man, I don't give a crap about the Penguins March. What's the name of that movie anyway? Isn't that the Penguin?
The Penguins Go Down.
Yeah, the Penguins Go Down. And that's... No, but it was a really cool movie, but the rest of them can blow it out their ass. Gee, do you think Brokeback Mountain's going to win one? Already that movie's disturbing me. It's got nothing to do with its content, although maybe just a little bit.
There's too many blacks. Too many blacks and gays, it'll be better. If they just weed out a few of them.
What is it with you and your racism, man? What is at the heart of that?
I'm just telling you. You open up the phone line and ask people how come they think the Academy Awards blow a chimp. And they'll say the number of blacks and gays is way over the top.
I ain't going to open the phone lines up and ask that.
Go ahead. I dare you.
I'm not going to do it. Wait a minute. What are you guys talking about?
You just said too many blacks and gays in the Academy Award, and they're going to play the promo. Bye.
So you're telling me you guys are going to pull that one little line out and put it in a promo?
Yeah. Phil Henry says, too many blacks and gays.
We'll be right back, maybe.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
Real quick,
the Phil Hendry Show is back.
Real quick, Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, I just was going to answer your question, Mr. Hendry, if Bonnie Hunt had any work done. I do believe her face got, you know, they tucked it, they twisted it out, or they twisted it or something, because her face is not as trucked as it was.
What do you mean, trucked? Don't forget our webcast tomorrow night, 7 to 10. Get a backstage pass. You get to watch the webcast. What do you mean trucked?
I mean, I don't mean trucked. I mean, she looks good now. But before, it was not that great, is all I'm saying.
I didn't say she didn't look good before. I just wondered if the lady had had a little bit of plastic surgery. It's something that everyone does now.
No, I know. I mean, I'm looking at an older picture of her, and it looks like maybe her nose got hammered. I mean, maybe they hammered the nose in or something.
Hammered the nose in? Dude, what do you think they do, man? Do you think they go to work on your face like it's gunite? You think they take a jackhammer to your kisser?
I don't know. I'm just trying to answer your question.
Anyway, tomorrow night, the webcast starts at 7 to 10 Pacific Standard Time. We have listeners all over the world, so please do check what that means in your locale. Go to our website, www.philhendryshow.com, and get a backstage pass. You'll be able to see the webcast. You'll be able to access all of the archive comedy, and you'll be able to watch us do our show. And don't forget, tomorrow night, in addition to everything else, we'll be doing a Christmas carol, which I think you're in it, Jeff.
Yeah, I play the ghost of the Christmas of the future.
Right. Well, don't get your nose hammered in, man.
Word.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.